are listening to the Goal Digger Guide podcast. I'm your host, Breanne Burke. I'm here to help you to become the ambitious, confident, daring woman you are meant to be. I'll provide you with a no BS approach on tips, tricks, and takeaways that you will be able to implement into your life to further strive in becoming the best version of yourself. Learn to show up with your shoulders back, your head held high, while being unapologetically you. Attract what is meant to be yours through self-love, education, insight, and inspiration. Now let's get real AF. Hello and welcome back to the Goal Digger Guide podcast. I am excited to have you here. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. It's getting festive in the air. I absolutely love Christmas. I'm a Sag baby. I'm here for it all. Our house is decorated. We've got our nice little tree. However, I must admit, we brought the tree from our little townhouse in Toronto where it looked very full, very luscious. It really captured the room to our now home where our ceilings are quite high. And I have come accustomed to it over the course of the week. However, I did put it up and I was a bit disappointed. I didn't know what to do. I just felt like it should honestly be double the size, but hey, learning lesson until next year. That seems like a 2023 problem. And we did some other decorations and it's all coming together very nicely and everything is looking extremely beautiful and festive. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I'm going to give you a little bit of a life update. I am absolutely loving and adoring and becoming obsessed with the town that we have moved to. It's taken some time, but it is the most charming place on earth. It honestly is. The community vibes, and I know I spoke about this at Halloween because of how festive everybody was then, how incorporated everybody was around the town, how every store was decked out, and how it honestly just had the most Gilmore Girl vibes ever. And ever since I have thought that, we have now had more friends, more family come visit us, see the house, and we've taken them out here. And everybody says, your little town is like the set of Gilmore Girls, which I absolutely love. And for any of my Gilmore Girl fangirls out there, I grew up watching that show and it's just such wholesome vibes. Then comes the holidays, comes Christmas, and this place is on steroids, festive steroids. They love it. They have this insane Christmas parade. It's like the one and only parade I've ever heard about being at nighttime. It starts at 6:30 on a Saturday night. And obviously we know right now in Canada, it is dark at that time. And then it turns into this huge raging party at bars afterwards. And because it's on a Saturday, I must say I was coming back from the yoga studio on the Thursday night prior and people were lining up chairs all along the main street. They lined up chairs 2 days prior. I've never seen anything like it. I've lived in so many different cities, so many different countries, and I'm really open to anything, but this small town is a vibe and I absolutely love it. Other things that are going on, the house is coming together. It's feeling so homey, so good. The main floor is pretty much all set up. I'm starting to get my office upstairs all together and it feels like such a vibe just because I spend so much time in there working and it feels really, really good. And my birthday is next week and the year just feels like it's wrapping up with a nice little bow. And as I obviously alluded to in previous episodes, 2022 wasn't necessarily my year. In all honesty, in all transparency, it really kicked my ass in a lot of good ways, but also some bad ways. Like I had some really tough moments, a lot of lessons, and I'm humming out on the other side, which feels so good, but it was so funny. The other night I was talking to my partner and we were just going to bed and we were talking about kind of this year wrapping up very casually. And I'm just like, I'm pretty good with 22 coming to a full stop. And he's not used to that. I'm usually so positive, like always looking on the bright side, like don't speak poorly about the past. And he's just like, yeah, I hear you. And I was like, how about we go off with a bang though? You know, like December 2022, let's make it the month that makes it all worth it. All worth it. Let's not allow the past, this past year, the challenges, all of the changes going on, dictate how we finish this year. You know, like it's okay that we didn't thrive and we're so happy all year round. But you know what? Let's make an active, intentional decision together right now to really kick December's ass. And I loved it. We high-fived and totally agreed. And we were on completely the same page. And then we hit Christmas here back at home on the 28th of December. We're peacing out to Florida for probably about a month. We did this last year as well, and I'm really, really pumped going to Fort Lauderdale for 9 nights, and then we're heading up to Daytona, and it's just going to be such a vibe to, again, kick off 2023. I already have travel plans booked, Nashville, Tulum, here we go. Here we go. I have different opportunities coming down the pipeline. The business is exciting and thriving, and I'm just so ready to deliver all of the things, and I feel like this is going to kind of lead really organically into today's episode of kind of leaning into what feels good to me and really stepping into a form of leadership in my own way, because that is something that I have really, really learned over the last couple of years of doing business and learning and growing and failing forward, failing on my face and getting my ass back up. That is something that I really pride myself on, and I'm continuing to master and become an expert in my own leadership skills. That way I can lead by example in all areas of my life. Showing up before I'm ready, taking messy action, doing it before anyone else, taking the first step and allowing the universe to follow. You know, I'm here to make the first move and I'm so beyond ready for it. So a couple things coming down the pipeline. Just so you know, I have a couple spots open for one-on-one mentorship. This would be a 3-month program with me inside my program, CMA, Confident Mindset Accelerator. So stay open for that. If you're looking for intense, magical, transformational results on another level, that is what CMA is. That is what one-on-one mentorship is. So I am here. If you have any questions just listening to this episode, just shoot me a DM and I will get those answers over to you. Another thing that is available still right now in the year 2022 is EFT breakthrough sessions. If you have any interest in doing an EFT session, if this is something that will help you let go of the past, really step into a place of abundance and removing all of those limiting beliefs that are no longer serving you, there are 4 sessions together in this package that are available as long as we complete them before Christmas Day. I am happy to work with you on that. Of course, the holidays can be a very triggering time for some people, and it can be very, very challenging. And the practice of EFT is absolutely life-changing. And this is something that you will learn to do as I take you through the process. So that is something that is available to you. I will put it in the show notes and you can look there. Again, any questions, reach out to me. So for today's topic, it's going to be very quick, breezy, and digestible. It's something that's kind of been on my heart. Again, something that I think kind of organically ties into what I was just sharing about what's coming up in the near future. And that is this whole concept of leaning into feminine leadership. It is a concept term that is constantly being tossed around. Feminine energy, masculine energy. How do I do this? How do I do that? And whether you're an entrepreneur, you're looking to start something on your own, whether that's in the online space, you want to start a podcast, you want to make a career shift, whether you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to start some form of community, anything, absolutely anything. You want to step outside of your comfort zone? There is still a component of where you need to be aware of masculine and feminine energy. However, when people are talking about feminine leadership, I think there is a serious misconception of what that means, because that oftentimes is also associated to this whole concept of boss babe, right? Be a boss babe. Do all of the goddamn things. And that's not necessarily what feminine leadership is at all. So there's also concepts like the divine feminine and all of these things that I think people are just getting all jumbled up. And I am guilty of this because I can very easily tap into my masculine energy. I know that. The reason why I was able to kickstart my whole business, kickstart this podcast, kickstart any dream that I have chased, why I've always been so goal-oriented is because I can tap into my masculine energy very, very well and very easily. It comes very naturally to me. However, with doing that, I am then neglecting my feminine energy. It's like one extreme or the other. It's extremely black and white. And that is neglecting who I am at my core. It's not necessarily the association of gender. It's not necessarily female versus male. An example is discernment is a key masculine leadership quality. It allows you to be assertive and judge well, where humility is a feminine leadership quality, which allows you to be receptive and open to new ideas and to appreciate the strengths and contribution of others. Masculine and feminine are like yin and yang. They are both essential for us as species to survive and thrive with each other on this planet. And this is where we run into this sticky misunderstanding about this whole girl boss mentality. And I feel as though the intention of putting these concepts out there and really advertising them and marketing them in a way of hyper independence and doing all these things, do it all on your own. Women can do absolutely anything men can. I think the intention is very good. I think it's very much to promote feminism to a degree, and it's essentially to encourage women to take a chance, take a risk, do all these things. And this is because the vast majority of us were raised to associate masculine qualities with leadership, right? We all look to the white older male as most of our leaders. I hate to be honest, but I love to be honest, and that is the damn truth. So these qualities usually include competition, goal orientation, risk-taking, focus, determination, focus, rationality, discipline, and assertiveness. These masculine qualities were drilled into us in school, sports, clubs, and at work. While these are more directive leadership qualities and indeed are needed to provide formidable strengths, they are still not the sole ingredients needed for a healthy future. Being out of balance with too much masculinity is costly for any leader, for a family, a community, a country, and certainly our planet. So there's a sense of balance that is required. But my point here is that not only is it important to have a balance between feminine and masculine energy and leadership to be progressive on this planet, it is very challenging when it's being promoted for women to be these boss babes, but while encompassing a masculine leadership style. Not only is it going against them and their skill set in which they can offer, because those that authentically step into feminine leadership are able to possess the qualities of compassion, receptivity, collaboration, sensitivity, empath, intuition, cooperation, nourishing, inclusion, creativity, vulnerability, enhancing the self-worth of others, systems thinking, generosity, and altruism. So once both sides are developed in a very healthy way, it's important to practice flexibility. So moving forward, masculinity and femininity are two options a leader can use and manage with appropriateness and timelessness. So what I want to drive home is we are changing the way we think and act and lead. So for you women out there, for you people that identify as a woman and you're going against what is true to you because you think you need to prove yourself, because you think you need to fit a certain mold and you need to take on these masculine skill sets and strengths and leadership styles, don't. We need a balance. You are not expected to do all the things. There's so many things that are so unbelievably beautiful about what women can offer. We bring damn life into this world. We literally create life, okay? And there are so many beautiful things that men and males bring into this world, into this life. And what we want to work towards is this type of balance. But if you, for example, are looking to build a business, create a podcast, get into e-commerce, whatever it is you want to do. You want to quit your job and be a stay-at-home mom or dad, whatever it is you want to do. Lean into what comes naturally to you and do it your own damn way. Yes, it's amazing to look to coaches, to mentors for how they did it, but what is key is leaning in what is natural to you. You are very much capable of being a leader while being sensitive and empathetic. That doesn't make you small. That doesn't make you weak. That doesn't make you less than anything. Those are all strengths. Your sensitivity is a strength. It makes you be able to be real with other people. It allows you to connect with other people. And then you can share that quality with maybe a male counterpart, for example. So when you are hearing this concept of boss babe, please don't take it like you need to do it all. That is not what it is. People remember not necessarily what you do, but how you make them feel. And that is something so beautiful about women. Something so beautiful about feminine leadership is our ability to connect with other women, to connect with other people, to resonate with other people. So feminine leadership is a way of being. And you don't need to lean hard into your masculine. Yes, there are traits of the masculine energy that are probably going to help you, like discipline and structure and decisiveness, of course. But that doesn't mean you need to go full tilt into being someone else, because you will end up being energetically drained. And no matter how successful you become, you will feel very burnt out because you don't feel in alignment with who you are, because you're not being in alignment with who you are. I told you I was going to keep it short. That is it for today. Leaving off on a power passion note. If you have any questions, I'm your girl. Please reach out. And please, if you love this episode and you love this podcast, help our community grow by leaving a 5-star review, leaving a written review, and share it on your stories and let me know your thoughts. All right. I love you. And until next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Gold Digger Guide podcast. If you're looking to find more ways on how to up-level your life, you can find me on Instagram at Breanne Burke, where I share all my tips and tricks on everything mindset and productivity. I am here to serve you, so please share a review, let me know what you want to hear, and let's grow together.